You know, it's been a hell of a couple weeks. It's been a good couple weeks, but it's also been kind of a shitty couple weeks. And yeah, so let's talk about that. Okay, this is Problem Child, an internal family systems punk rock podcast with me, your humble narrator, Michael. I hope everybody out there is doing good. How am I doing? I'm feeling inspired. That's not how I started. The cold open of the show was, a lot more, dour. I think that might be the right word. A bit more, a bit grumpier. But I am feeling inspired. I normally record these Wednesday mornings or Thursday mornings. My laptop was out of commish for a week, so I don't remember now. I'd have to check. But it's Wednesday night, and I was planning on recording this tomorrow morning. What can I say? Okay, I've been feeling a depressed part. I've been feeling a shitty part, Wow. Let me back that up a bit. I've been feeling a part that makes me feel shitty. That sounds like another part, doesn't it? I don't know. I've been feeling depressed, down in the dumps. And I can't tell you that I want to say I have no reason to be. I have a job coming up in January, and man, have I needed one. Man, have I wanted one. And now I've got one. But I've been having this part, and this is a part I've felt before, but I've barely gotten to know. I've gotten to know my anxious parts, my more excitable parts, my obsessive parts. I've gotten to know a suicidal part very well. We're good friends. I love this part. I call him Sid. But the past week or two, I've been feeling a part that I've come to call Eeyore. Like, Eeyore from Winnie the Pooh. He's drained of energy, exhausted, apathetic, just doesn't care. What the fuck? That kind of thing. What's the point? And I've been feeling that on and off. Some days completely on. Some days not at all. And I was hoping that it was just a passing thing, which it is in the bigger scheme of things, but I was hoping, or part of me was hoping, okay, let's we'll duck our heads, freeze up. I have a part that makes me freeze, Mr. Freeze. And Mr. Freeze was saying, don't move. If we don't move, it's almost like the depressed part can't find us, and it'll move on. Well, that's not been happening. Eeyore's here. And he really, really wants to be heard, He really wants to be heard. But the way he makes himself known sort of drains me of the energy of self-energy, to be curious and to ask questions and to truly listen. Instead, I've had concerned parts jumping in. Frustrated Freddy, he's been here big time. What the fuck, man? We were doing so good. We were drinking way less. We were losing weight, exercising, eating well. You know? So I've got Frustrated Freddy. I've got Scout. I don't know if I've brought him up much, maybe. He's my part that I talk to the most, to be honest. Scout. He keeps an eye out for mood swings. That's his biggest fear, is going crazy or becoming depressed. And man, he's been really up and at him the past 2 years. Really the past 7 or 8, maybe 9 years. He's been really at it. And the past couple of weeks, he went from being scared of what if we go up to what if we come down? You know, the days are getting shorter. It's darker, longer. And that's when I tend to get, you know, depressed or just sluggish, tired. But I can point out more years than not where that wasn't the case. So something's up, you know? And I've been doing some unburdenings and strengthening my self-depart relationships. And they've been getting really strong, like really close bonds, you know? I mean, I can ask a part at this point to give me space and they will. But not Eeyore. Well, I mean, kind of. But then it's like another part replaces it. And it's, you know, I'm feeling flooded. Not just blended with my parts. I'm feeling flooded at times. I've been grumpier. You know, more short-tempered. Like, I'm not screaming at anybody, but I'm certainly not, you know, the most pleasant to be around the past week, especially. And then I'll sit down and finally get the energy to talk to Eeyore. And then Eeyore's gone. It's like almost a joke is how it feels. Like a prank. Oh, I feel so exhausted. Wait a minute, I have enough energy. I come on, Eeyore, let's talk, you know? Oh, Eeyore's gone now. Now I just feel anxious. It's been annoying. I'd be lying if I didn't use the word annoying. Again, that's my frustrated part. Frustrated Freddy. So how am I feeling right now at 7:50 p.m. on a Wednesday? Tuesday. I take it back. Yeah. I'm feeling fine. I'm feeling a little heady now that I think about it. And this is the confusion I'm having. I have parts that Scout, my part that's always looking out for mood swings. He's so obsessed with it, so connected to it, so stuck in his role. That if he thinks, what if we get depressed? I'll feel depressed. What if we go up? I'll feel up. And I'm saying his thought goes first. But now I feel like I'm in one of those chicken or the egg situations where, you know, Scout was freaking out. He was going, am I depressed or am I not? But now when I wake up in the morning, I mean, I sleep great. But when I wake up, oh, I just want to go back to bed for another 5 hours. I don't. It just feels that way, you know? I get up, I eat, I feed and walk the dog. You know, shower, shave, brush. You know, but this exhaustion I feel in the morning. And then it's met with panic, frustration, worry. And you know how it is. Like, you know, if you wake up on the wrong side of the bed, the rest of your day might wind up like that. Well, that's fine. That's life. You have a week of that. That's fine. That's life. This is going on a week and a half now. And I don't know what to do. I mean, I do, don't I? Keep getting to learn my parts. I don't know. It's just there's a lot of doubt right now. Because the other thing Eeyore is saying is that IFS doesn't work. Might as well just say that, right? On my IFS podcast. A therapy that has really changed my life. For the better, you know? I don't have social anxiety anymore. That used to be really bad. Every day, I'd walk into a place, what do I look like, you know? Do I have a booger hanging? Are they judging me? Do I look stupid? Like, what do I say to the clerk when I get up to the counter? All that kind of stuff, which filled me with intense anxiety. I don't have it anymore. I haven't had it for 2 months, ever since I really got to know a part. And I got to learn about an exile that part was protecting. I'm sure I'll get into that at some point because it's a highlight for me, you know? It was 20 plus years of anxiety, social anxiety, gone. Like that. And I've never had it where it just left. Because I think after really working with and healing this part and the exile it was protecting, I just don't feel... You know, it's like that part now doesn't have to do that job. The socially anxious part now just kind of has me paying attention to my to-do list when I go into a store, you know, rather than, oh my God, every step, oh my God, how do I look? Is my face red? Is my hair okay? You know, do I smell? Now the part's just like, all right, well, you got to go in there and get, toilet paper and milk or whatever, you know, the fuck I'm getting. And that's it. There's no thinking that I have to feel calm about it. And there's no second guessing at all. So the question is with Eeyore, what can I do? What does he need me to do? What does he want me to know? What are his fears? And I know some of them, but they seem so vague to me in this moment. You know, as I'm getting to know him, it's stuff like, you're moving too fast. Don't go out there in the real world. People are gonna, you know, they're gonna judge us. And ugh. I mean, I hear him on it. It's so intense. But I guess my part scout is so scared of this part. He's terrified of it. Why are we feeling this way? Oh no, oh no. How, you know, what if? How much, you know, worse can this get? What if it gets worse? What if we can't get out of bed? What if we want to kill ourselves? Like that kind of stuff. There's a lot of what ifs. There's a lot of anxiety around it. It's funny too, because like I ran 5 miles yesterday. You know, I know people who are perfectly undepressed who can't run half a block. It's not a brag or anything. I'm just saying how much of this is the anxious part that's always scared of depression. And how much of this is a part that's depressed? It feels like it's both. And I don't know if it matters which one might have triggered the other so much as I have a part that feels really heavy. And then I have another part that's angry about that, that's scared of that. How the hell did those two interact, you know? Well, I guess I'm going to figure that out. I wrote a Medium post today where I actually talked to Eeyore, you know, my depressed part. And it's more of a transcript. It's long as hell, but it's because it's in script format for the most part. It's self and then Eeyore. And we're just talking. And Eeyore had a lot to say. I'm going to link to it. So if you want to read it, you can check it out. And let me know if there's any advice or opinions or, hey, man, I'm going through that too. I don't know. You know, just reach out. That'd be great. That'd be great. I'd greatly appreciate it. So right now I'm thinking, something that makes me feel good for an outro song, you know? Okay. Okay, sure. You know, it's funny, my part, Eeyore, he wants to enjoy the simple things. He just wants to enjoy without feeling forced to enjoy. He just wants to naturally have joy. And so, in honor of him, my lovely, beautiful part, Eeyore, he's heavy. He's got a lot of pain. And there's a lot there. And I'm glad to really get to know him. And I've had to apologize today, you know, and tell him, hey, man, I'm sorry I pushed you away in the past. And I know there are parts who don't like you flat out. I know there are parts who are scared of you, parts who are angry with you. But I don't feel that way. I love you. And I want to get to know what it is I can do to help you. But I know that he's looking for simple pleasures. So with that, I'm going to play Simple Pleasures in America by The Arrivals. See how it goes. And I will check in with y'all next week. All right. Pressing play. There it is. See ya. Bye.